Eve is not afraid that the meat will get spoiled, or b'zayin avdeyo b'sheishu machzo. Your Erev Pesach now comes out on Shabbos, so why don't you do it mamish 12:30 or as early as possible? Give yourself more time to bring the more carbon Pesach. Moshech, if you're not afraid by this extra hour or two, the meat will get spoiled, so why don't you do it already 12:30? And for the Gemara, Kisovar, Rava holds that the Shana Bishmol is Musafin Koivul of Zichin. He also holds that the carbon Musaf has to be brought first, and then you first bring the Zichin. The Mela, Ovadulu Musafin Bishesh. The earliest time on Shabbos you can bring Musaf is 12 o'clock. Uvezichin then Bishavim. Normal took an hour to do the carbon at the Musaf, so when they first start bringing the Zichin, at 1 o'clock. The Yavod Leila Tomid B'Sheva Machza. Therefore, the first brought the Tomid, the earliest time on this Shabbos, could be 1:30. So that's the Machlokes. That's Rabbi Shmuel holds. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, wait till a later time, do it first 2:30, because we don't want the meat to spoil this extra hour. So the Marmaskev Lor Rabba Barula. So you also get the Kasha on this Braisa. Midi ki tedura b'choyl, kach tedura b'Shabbos, derev ha-Pesach, did Rabbi Shmuel Ketoni. Does this Braisa mention a word about Erev Pesach? True, you're saying it's not Erev Pesach, that's Erev Shabbos. But you, Rav, is also saying a song about Erev Pesach. The Braisa doesn't say a word about Erev Pesach. Ketoni. All the Braisa says is, Kach Sidura B'Shabbos Stoma Ketoni. It just says the same way, the same time you bring it on the weekday, that's the same time you bring it on the Shabbos, Ketoni. That's all the Braisa says. But the Braisa doesn't at all talk about Erev Pesach. Selo Amar Rabba Barula. This is the third way to learn Pshat in the Braisa. Rabbi Barula says, this is the Machlokes in the Braisa. Hochi Ketoni, this is what the Braisa means to say. Ki Sidura B'Choyl, the same time you bring a Tomei Shabbos Abayim every weekday. The Yalma, Kach Sidura B'Shabbos, that's the same time you bring it on the Shabbos, the Yalma. On a regular Shabbos throughout the whole year, just like our Mishnah says, usually you start 2:30 and you finish by 3:30, Shabbos has the same halacha. You start 2:30 and you finish 3:30. Divya Rabbi Shmuel, that's what Rabbi Shmuel holds. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, no, Kisidura Dereva Pesach Diyalma. The same time when you bring the Tomid, a regular Erev Pesach, which is at 1:30, that's the same time you bring the Korban on Shabbos, the Korban Tomid Shabbos Abayim on a regular Shabbos. On a regular Shabbos, when's the time we bring the Tomid Shabbos Abayim? At 1:30. So that's this Machlokes. The Machlokes is on a regular Shabbos throughout the whole year, at what time do we bring the Tomid Shabbos Abayim? Now what's the Machlokes told you? So first the Gemara says now, Umasdis and our Mishnah that says, Diktoni, Bein B'Chol, Bein B'Shabbos, that if Erev Pesach comes out on a weekday, or it comes out on Shabbos, our Mishnah says that it has the same time, it starts at 1:30, I could tell you Divrei Hakoli. I could tell you it goes according to everybody. Because according to this Pshat, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva is not arguing about Erev Shabbos. That's Erev Pesach. The Machlokes is Tam, a regular Shabbos throughout the whole year, what time do they bring the Korban HaTomid, Shabbos HaBayim on a regular Shabbos? But about Erev Pesach, they're not talking about. So everybody can hold like our Mishnah says, that if Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, our Mishnah says, you do it at 1:30. The same way you do it on a regular Erev Pesach. Whether it's a weekday, whether it's a Shabbos, it's the same halacha. Now for the Gemara, for my Mishlagi, like this last Pshat, what's the Machlokes? On a regular Shabbos throughout the whole year, at what time do you bring the Tomei Shabbos Abayim? What's the Machlokes told in? And for the Gemara, the Gzeiras Nedovos and Nedorim Kamitzvagi. It's a Machlokes if you're afraid of the whole year or not. That Rabbi Shmuel Sovar, Gazrin and Shabbos Otuchel. No, Rabbi Shmuel holds, really, when's the earliest time you can bring the Tomei Shabbos Abayim the whole year? At 12:30. So really we ask, why don't we bring the 12:30 every day? So we say, since every day you could bring Nedorim and Nedovos, you want people to give them more time to bring their kabbonis, we pushed it off for 2 hours. So that's the svara in the middle of the weekday. In the middle of the weekday that you could bring a neiva or a shlomim, we want to give you more time, so we push it off 2.5 hours. But really on Shabbos, you can't bring the dovim and the dovis. On Shabbos, you could only bring the chayvis hayim, that's doicha Shabbos. But it's time to bring a korban on the dovah or a neder, it's not doicha Shabbos.
So really, a Shabbos, you should bring the carbon Tomash Ben Abayim, really at 12:30. The Rabbi Shmuel says, we have a gzeirah that we don't want to mix up Shabbos different than every day of the week. Because if you bring it on Shabbos earlier, we're afraid in the middle of the weekday, also you bring it earlier. Therefore, they left the same time on Shabbos as it is in the middle of the week. Because then you shouldn't come to mix up the times. That's Rabbi Shmuel's word. Gazrinin Shabbos otochel. Rabbi Kiva saw alay gazrinin. You're not gozer. Fed Gemara, Eloi Gazrinon. If Rabbi Kiva says we don't make a gzeirah between a regular Shabbos and a regular weekday, of a zayin avdeya bevava matzah, why does Rabbi Kiva say bring it at 1:30? Why don't you bring it at 12:30? Amonashach, there's no nedarim and nedavos to be brought on Shabbos, so bring the Tomash of Enabayim as soon as possible. Bring it 12:30. Why does he say to wait to 1:30? So again, you have to answer Kesavri, he holds Musafin Kaidmul Abazichim. The Seder is that first you have to bring the Korban Musaf on Shabbos, and then you can first take the Bezichim, these plates off the Shulchan that has the Levayna, and put it on the Mizbeach. So Mela, Musaf and Beshesh. The earliest time you can bring the Tamid Musaf, the Korban Musaf is the 6th hour, 12 o'clock. Or Bezichim Bezayim. So the Musaf took an hour, then at 1 o'clock, you first took off the Bezichim and put that on the Mizbeach. Therefore, the earliest time you could do it on a regular Shabbos is at 1:30. Seinachlam, Rebbe Kiva holds, Taki, you bring the Talmud, al zrizim atim lemitzvus, do it as soon as possible, but the earliest time you could do it on Shabbos is 1:30. Because 12 o'clock you have to bring Musaf, 1 o'clock you have to be makter the Bezichim, because you can't do the opposite way. You can't bring the Talmud first and then the Bezichim, because once you bring the Talmud, nothing comes after that. So mainly first you have to do the Musaf, then the Bezichim, and then the Talmud Shabbat Abayim. So the earliest time you can do it, Al Tamei Kiva, is 1:30. The whole weekday we do it at 2:30. That's because in the middle of the weekday, we want to give more time to bring in the Dovim, the Dovites and the Durim. Mashenken on Shabbos, we don't have it. And the Kiva doesn't make the Gzeira, Shabbos Otochol. We'll mix up the times. So that's the Machlekes. So the kids say there's three ways to learn the Machlekes in this Braisa. What's the Machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel talking about? So the Mara Neis, they have a kasha now. The Braisa says, Tomid kol ha'shana kula. The Tomid Shabbein Abayim, the whole year round, korok til chosli. It was brought the way the Mishnah says the halacha is, that nishchat v'shmoyno machzah, they used to start shechting it 2:30, the 8.5 hours of the day, 2:30 in the afternoon, the Korah of the Tesla Machsa, and it was finished by 3:30. By 9.5 hours of the day, it was finished. Uverav Pesach, when it came Erev Pesach, Nishchat Bezayin Machsa. Then they made it 1 hour earlier, because there you have more time afterwards to bring the Korban of Pesach. So they used to shecht it at 1:30, 7.5 hours. The Korah of the Chesu Machsa, and they finished by 2:30. What about Chal Lios B'Shabbos? What about in Erev Pesach came out on Shabbos, is Kechal Lios B'Sheni B'Shabbos. It has the same halach as if it came out in the middle of the weekday. It's Erev Shabbos, and the weekday has the same halach. Divir Rabbi Shmuel, that's what Rabbi Shmuel says. That's like, well, you're right, Shabbos, right. And Erev is all right. Erev Pesach that comes out on Monday, Erev Pesach that comes out on Shabbos, has the same halach. And that's like our Mishnah says. And this is Divir Rabbi Shmuel, that's what Rabbi Shmuel says. Rabbi Akiva says, Kisiduroi, the Erev HaPesach. No, it has the halacha of Erev HaPesach. That means that if Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, it has the same halacha when Shabbos comes out on Erev Pesach. That's what the Bekiva means to say. That you do attack as early as possible, 12:30. So Gemara says, Bishtai Malabaya, Bishtai Mekorin Tabaya, the first man, the Yamanicha. That's Mamish, the way he learned the Machlekes, we had Yishmol and the Bekiva. The Machlekes was, when Erev Pesach comes out on Erev Pesach is Erev Shabbos, what's the halacha? That was the Machlekes. No, the Machlekes was when Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, what din does it have? Does it have halacha as if Erev Pesach is a weekday? Or does it have the halacha when Erev Pesach is Erev Shabbos? Is that we know. On Erev Pesach comes out on the weekday, you do it at 1:30. When Erev Pesach comes out on Erev Shabbos, you do it at 12:30. The Shalom is when Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, what's the lochem? Is Shabbos like weekday or Shabbos like Erev Shabbos? So let's Abaya, that's Mamish to Machloikis, it's good. Elul Rav Akasha, but Rav said that's not the Machloikis. And here the price says clearly that is the Machloikis. Rava says like this. Loy taima, don't say this brisa means to say kichal b'sheni b'shabbes as if it came out on Monday or Tuesday. El einma k'sheni b'shabbes di alma. Not that it means that the same halacha as a regular erev pesach comes out on Monday or Tuesday. That means that the same halacha a regular weekday throughout the whole year. And that's what Rava learned. That the machlokes is it had the regular halacha of a regular weekday, which is 2:30 and 3:30. Smeila Rava can answer himself. Vayta Meisvei, another kasha. Another braita says, Chal liyois b'shabbes. Yemeisvei. Chal liyois b'shabbes. Again, if Erev Pesach came out on Shabbos, is kisidurai kol ashrana kulin. It has the same halacha like the whole year round. Divrei Rav Yishmael, so Yishmael says, Rabbi Kiva Oimer, kisidurai b'erev Pesach, the alma. It has the same halacha like a regular Erev Pesach. So Bishtlei Mele Rav Anicha. This is mamish the way Rav learned the Machlokes. If Shabbos comes out Erev Pesach, what din does it have? The Chal Liyos B'Shabbos Duro Sheshkol Shana Kula. That Rav learned that Rabbi Shmuel said that it comes at 2:30, like a whole year round, because he was afraid maybe the meat will get spoiled. That's why you have to wait till 2:30. And the Kiva says, no, I'm not afraid the meat will get spoiled. So at Rav it's very good. El Lavaya Kasha, according to Abaye, it's a Kasha. Because here it says clearly, it's a Shaila, whether on Erev Pesach, that Shabbos, is it like a weekday on Erev Pesach, or is it like a weekday in the middle of the year? So Abaye learned out like that. Omelach Abaye, Abaye says like this. Loi Taima, don't say Pshan is Braisam, ki Sidure Kol Hashanah, it means the same Seder that was there the whole year round. El Eimo, ki Sidure Kol Hashanah Kulam. It means it's a regular thing of how they did it the whole year. Rashi says Kol Hashanah means She'erev Pesach Chal B'Chol. It doesn't mean like a regular weekday. It just means like a regular Erev Pesach that comes down the weekday. Tishachtino B'Sheva Machza that we did it at 1:30. Rabbi Kiva Sov Omar Kisiduri Erev Pesach Chalias Be'er Shabbos. He says no. You go Basra 12:30 the way you did it when Erev Pesach came out on Erev Shabbos. Divrei Rav Yishmael, and the Kiva Oimar, Kisiduri Erev Pesach Shchalias Be'er Shabbos. So Mele Abaye answers the brisa the way he learns it. There's no, they both answer these two brises the way they learn the Machlokes. Tana Rabbon, Minayin Shloye Dover Koidim L'Tomei Shel Shachar. How do we know that the first korban you bring in the morning has to be the Tomei Shel Shachar? You can't bring anything before that. Talmud Oimar the Pasuk says, V'orach Oleho Oila. You put on top of the marocha, on top of the wood, the oila, this carbon oila, which is the tomet shel shachar. My Talmudai, what's the rise from here? This is the first carbon of the day. Maybe there's one before that. Or my rabbi, the pasuk says, or my rabbi says, ho oila. It says ho oila. Means oila rishayna. The special carbon oila, that's the first one. And what's the special carbon oila? That's the tomet they bring every day. Or minayin, how do I know? Shein dovar korov. Achar Tomid Shobein Abayim. How do we know that once they bring the Tomid Shobein Abayim, the second Tomid, that you can't bring anything after that? Talmud Oimer, the Pasuk says, V'hikter Oleho Chel B'Yashlonim. That you have to bring all your Kabonis on the first Tomid. But finish everything you have by the first Tomid Shel Shachar. Kedeh, when you bring the second Tomid, you bring nothing else after that. My Talmud, what's derived from this Pasuk? Omer Abayim Oleho Shlomim. Means on the first korban, bring the korban shlomim. V'lo yachaver to shlomim. But not after you bring the second tomet shel bein abayim. After the second korban, then you can't bring any more shlomim. You can't bring any more kabonis. V'demar maskev lo rovam. Eimer shlomim u'deloy nakriv. Maybe only a korban shlomim you can't bring later. Ho'oilus nakriv. But maybe a korban early could bring. Maybe the pasuk is only saying shlomim, not the oilus, yes. Elo amar rovam. The Vidashin, Hashleim Oleho means Hashleim Kolakabonis Kulim. It doesn't really mean the word Shlomim, that means Lashon from Sholem, finish. Finish all the Kabonis you want to bring throughout the day after the first Tomet Shol Shachar. Because when you bring the second one already, you can't bring anything after that. Like Rashi says, Yeminayin Shloye Dover, Nikteb Marocha, Mishenercho Shachris, koizel matamach shachar. How do we know the first thing has to be the tamach shachar? Tamadayim of yorach oleam. Vosar ubir olea koin. Ksir javi sidim arachom. After we put the wood on the mizbeach, the first thing is bring this tamach shachar. My tamudayim. Daya oilo a tamach shachar koin. Ho oilo oilo rishreinim. Mid loy ksir vi yorach olea oilo. Elo ho oilo, this carbon oilo, hochi karma. The yorach olea mi yad ho oilo. Hachashuva. The special carbon oilo bring right away. Hor matchila, that says the first one of all the oilis, which is the carbon atomic. Victor Olehem, Atomid Koi, the site for the Kroho, Gokakonam. Victor Al Oilo, Hazois. After you brought the first Tomid, Shoshachar, finished everything else. Klaimer, Achre Achelbe Ashlamim. Yeah. For the more, maybe only Shlamim, nothing else. It says Loshen Hashlein, Loshen Hashlein, finished everything else. That nothing else could be brought after you brought the Tomid, Shobein Abayim. Yeah. Tanar Abonin, Tomid Koidim Lepesach. That first you have to bring the Tomei Shoveinu Abayim, then you can bring the Korban HaPesach. That's the Smash of our Mishnah. And that's why we made the Korban Ben Abayim a little bit earlier on Erev Pesach, that after the Tomei Shoveinu Abayim, you can start bringing the Korban HaPesach. And Pesach Koidim L'Kteris. They brought the Pesach before they brought the Kteris. And Kteris Kodemus L'Neris. They brought the Kteris before they fixed up the Neris. That's the Seid Advarim. All right, we'll leave this with Ashim Sukkim, exactly how we know this. All right, we'll stop here. Daf Nun Tes, we just start the last Gemara again on the last Amid of Nun Ches and Mabeis, really. We just start from Tana Rabbonin again. Tana Rabbonin, this is the Seder of the Kabbonis they brought. Minayin Shloye Dover Koidin Lutomach Shoshachar. The first korban they brought in the morning was the tomet shoshachar. Tamudayim, the pasuk says, "V'yorach oleh ha'oila." You bring on this the oila. My Talmud, what's the raya from this pasuk? Amarova ha'oila oila rishoina. It says this is the first one you bring the korban oila, the one we spoke about before. Which korban did we speak about before? The korban ha'tomet they bring every morning. Uminayin shein dov korb achar tomet shobein habayim. How do we know that usually every day in the afternoon when they brought the Tomet Shoban Abayim, that was the last korban they brought, nothing was brought after that? How do we know? Talmud Leim, the Postik says, V'hikter Oleha Chel V'Hashlomim. You should bring upon the first Tomet in the morning any Shlomim you want to bring. My Talmud, what's the Raya from this Postik? Rabbaya, Abaya says like this, Oleha Shlomim. That means, if you want to bring a Shlomim, bring it after the Tomet Shoshachar. But not after the second Tomid Shoben Abayim. So that's the Raya. All the Kabbonis have to come after the first Tomid. But after the second Tomid, you can't bring any Kabbonis. You can't bring Kabbon Shlomim after the second one. For the Gemara Maskevelov Rova, Eimah Shlomim Hudulaynakriv. Maybe only a Kabbon Shlomim you can't bring after the Tomid Shoben Abayim. Ho Oilois Nakriv. But maybe a korban earlier could bring. The pasuk only says v'hikter olea chel v'hashlomim. Only a shlomim should be brought before. But maybe not something else. Maybe an earlier could be brought. And the gemara elam arovam hashlomim. The pasuk says hashlomim v'darshin olea hashlem kol kabbonis kulam. From the word shlomim v'darshin means hashlem. It should be finished off. But all the kabbonis should be finished off after the first Tomet Shoshachar. That means to say, when we bring the second Tomet Shoshachar, we bring the second Tomet Shobein Habayim, after that, you can't bring any more Kabbonis. That's usually the cloud. Except for a Korban HaPesach, which we'll soon see why. Tana Rabbonim, this is what we hold really. Tomet Koidim HaPesach. The Tomet Shobein Habayim, which was brought every day, on Erev Pesach. On Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, first you have to bring the Tomet Shobein Habayim. And then you bring the Korban HaPesach. And Pesach Koidim L'Kteris. But even on Erev Pesach, they brought the Korban HaPesach first, and then after that, the Kohen Gadol brought the Keteris. And Keteris, Kedemus L'Neris. And the Keteris was before the Neris. Because even Erev Pesach, the Seder was, they brought the Tomet Shoben Abayim, then they brought the Korban Pesach, then they brought the Keteris, and then they brought the Neris. The Neris came last. Now how do we know this Seder Hadvorim?